There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Joe and Bodhi and I got to spend a couple of days with my parents this week as they were coming through town in their RV. Yes, my 80-year-old parents still love living in their little RV and traveling up and down the west coast of the U.S., enjoying their retirement. It was lovely to see them and spend a couple of days catching up. Got a nice hike with my dad and a couple of walks on the beach with Bodhi. We are back up on the mountain for the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., spending the long weekend relaxing and remembering to be grateful for all that is good in life. I know it can be hard sometimes with all the darkness in the world to remember the light. But that light is what ultimately illuminates the shadows and makes the world a better place for us all. I want to thank everyone who's supporting the podcast by subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus. If you'd like to get the podcast without any ads a day earlier each week, along with some perks to help you sleep, subscriptions start at just $3 a month, less than a cup of coffee. And you can get more information about all the levels of support on the website at listentosleep.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. Your support is what allows me to be your bedtime storyteller and meditation guide, and I appreciate it very much. Another way to support the podcast with the holidays coming up is by purchasing a sleepy audiobook as a gift for someone you care about. You can get classics like Treasure Island, Winnie the Pooh, or Alice in Wonderland, along with some other great books, all read as sleepy bedtime stories by yours truly, for just $5.50 each. And since you'll get a link to an MP3 you can download, you can keep a copy for yourself and send the link as a gift. You can find all the audiobooks I've narrated on listentosleep.com. We all have shadowy parts of ourselves that we can sometimes see and understand, but other times maybe leave us feeling a little confused or anxious. In this meditation, we'll bring a gentle awareness to the edges of the light within us and see that there is no light without darkness, and that the two can exist in harmony. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Letting go of anything that may still be on our mind from the day. Just relaxing into a good deep breath. In and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. Just the breath, breathing in and out. And allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. Just letting the body breathe itself. Noticing the sensations of the breath, maybe at the nostrils, or in the rising and falling of the chest, or down in the belly. And sensing into the body. Bringing our attention to the sensations of the body. Just simply noticing if they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Now, any time during this meditation, you can always return your attention to the breath, simply allowing it to be a warm reminder of your safety and the body's ability to take care of itself. Our attention is like a lantern that we carry with us. A warm light we can both rest in and become enlightened by. Sometimes we want to avoid or push away things that we can't see or understand. But for this meditation, there's no need to push or pull on our experience. We'll just bring a gentle awareness of all the parts of who and what we are, simply allowing them to present themselves to the warm glow of our gentle awareness and attention. And letting attention settle on any sensation we feel most in the body. So just noticing from the feet up into the calves and the thighs, the pelvis and the belly, the chest, the arms, the hands, the shoulders, the neck, the head, and the face. What sensations do you notice most? Just let your attention go there. And what is the experience of that raw sensation? Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or simply neutral? Just allow attention to be with the sensation, like a lantern that illuminates brightly with a warm glow. The strength of our attention can increase the strength of the warm glow. See if you can simply relax into attention, just allowing the light of attention to brighten and extend out to any edges you may notice in sensation. Resting attention in the sensations of the body, noticing any thoughts that may arise about the sensations, and simply allowing those thoughts to move along and fade away, like all thoughts do. Just being with the body, with the lantern of our attention. As you continue to rest here, notice what arises in this warm glow of attention. And at any point you wish, you can always return your attention to the breath. The warm safety of the breath, of the body breathing itself. As you simply stay with your experience, can you let your attention widen to the edges of the lantern's warm light until it's touching the darkness beyond? simply allowing the edges of that light to be as they are, and noticing anything that comes up as you rest here. What does it feel like to bring a safe, warm light of attention to the sensations of the body? Knowing that the light, the edges of the light, and the darkness that surrounds it are all a part of who we are. Our ability to be fully and authentically who we are is enhanced by our experience of both the light and the shadows. Just seeing if you can rest here, allowing any thoughts or perceptions about experience to simply arise and pass away. Taking this moment of authentically being, experiencing, and allowing. Now, move your attention to another sensation in the body. Again, seeing if you can simply stay with your experience, letting your attention widen to the edges of the lantern's warm light. Can you allow the edges of that light to simply be as they are, noticing anything that might come up for you as you rest here, allowing any thoughts to simply arise and pass away. What does it feel like to bring a safe, warm light of attention to the sensations of this part of the body? Again, realizing that the light, the edge of the light, and the darkness that surrounds it are all a part of who we are. Can you allow yourself to rest here, letting thoughts simply arise and pass away? No need to be concerned with the contents of the thoughts. Simply experiencing sensations in the body. You can continue on like this, bringing the lantern of attention to sensations in the body, for as long as you like, allowing yourself to be with both the light and the dark as it is, knowing that the balance of the two is a part of the nature of who we are. Thank you for your practice.